Let's continue the next, or really, let's go back to the next part that we discussed a little bit last week. We go to the next part of the sugya. So remember, we discussed the top of the Mishnah, the top of the Gemara and Ayin Aleph and Aleph, top of the page. Gonav v'tovach v'shabbos, gonav v'tovach l'avodah zarah, gonav shor nisko v'tvachoi, misham abo v'chamisho. Then if you steal and you shecht on Shabbos, then you do pay dalet v'hei. That's what Reb Meir holds. And Chachamim poitin, Chachamim say, no, you don't pay dalet v'hei. Why do Chachamim say you potter? Because kim levit rabine. You shecht on Shabbos. Shlomi, you shecht on Shabbos. You chayv misa. So you're not paying dalet v'hei, even though you did it v'hicha. Because kim levit rabine. So Gemara said, what's that in Reb Meir? So we said last week, so Omri, you can skip to the last part. V'chol chabu is mishmeder, Reb Yechon Amri, the next underlined part. Now we're talking about that he made a shliach to shecht it on his behalf. See, even though generally we say ein shliach l'dvar avera, but here we learn from a pasuk that ye shliach l'dvar avera. Why? Because since mechira is ali de acher, so to tvicha is ali de acher. The nature of mechira is you sell to somebody else, and the Torah forbade tvicha mechira. So too, if you do tvicha ali de acher, ye shliach l'dvar avera. So Joe was busy last week, had a big trouble, how's it possible? No, so therefore, since he's shechting it, so I'm not chayv misa, he's chayv misa, because he shechted on Shabbos. But I'm chayv money, because there's no kam levit raminei, because I'm not chayv misa, so I'm chayv money, dal vehei, there's no kam levit raminei, and that's pshat in Reb Meir. She was busy, I saw some more raid about that how's it possible, one is like that, there's two concepts in Yesh Lech Dvavera, I didn't want to go there, but that's what the Gemara says. So that's Reb Meir. So now back to the Gemara by the star. You see where it's a little bracketed? The Gemara. So ask the Gemara Kasha, Vi b'tavech al de'achel, my time the Rabbon and the Patri. If you tell me the Braisa that Reb Meir says, that when I give it to somebody else to shecht, and he shechts it on Shabbos, so kam levit rabminei. There's no kam levit rabminei. Why? Because the one who shechts it is not chayv the money. I'm chayv the money. Because yesh lech v'avera. He's chayiv misa, so therefore I'm chayiv to pay, and that's what Reb Meir is mechayiv, when you shecht it on Shabbos, because I'm not the one doing the shechting. The other one is the one doing the shechita. So if that's a pshat in Reb Meir, ibe tevech al de'acher, my time the rabbon of the potter. So why the chama say you potter? After all, if the other person is doing the shechita, so why should I not be chayiv? Yesh lech dvaveri, there's no arguing that, it's a pasuk. So why then, according to Chachamim, is the mishaleach, is the ganef, the one who's gave it to somebody to shecht, why is he potter? So Gemara says, Amri man chachamim, who are the chachamim? Rebbe Shimon. That follows, that's Rebbe Shimon. The Amr that says, Shchito she'eino ru'uyo, lo yishmo shchito. That a shchito which is not ru'uyo, look in Rashi, k'dinan b'pirkin Rebbe Shimon poiter b'shnei elu, that the two cases, if you shecht gonav v'tovach, and you shecht the shor aniskol, or you shecht it avodah zarah. So since it's a shechita she'eino ruya, which means you are forbidden to eat it, so even though you did the gneva and you did the tvicha, but the tvicha didn't do anything, because ultimately you cannot eat this animal that you shechted by avodah zarah or by shor aniskol, which is also bano. So shechita she'eino ruya lo yishmo shechita. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Why is the shechita she'eino ruya? Gona v'tovach b'shabbos. Why is the shechita she'eino ruya? Why is it not edible? Amri, bishlema avodah zarah v'shor aniskol shechita she'eino ruya. Says Rashi, bishlema avodah zarah v'shor aniskol isurei hanoninu doma v'sechza avodah zarah. Apishon mishtach v'le behemot chalil osro, osro b'maisa osro. So you shechted for avodah zarah. That's called a maisa you did to it. So it's osro b'hano. Shor haniskol is osro b'hano. So that's not a shechita. When the Torah forbade tvicha u'mechira and you chayv dal v'hei, if it's edible, you can't eat it after the shechita, you pot the dal v'hei, because it's not considered a shechita. So bishlem avod yizor v'shor niskol, shechita shein ruyi. Ela Shabbos, shechita ruyi. Shabbos is considered a shechita ruyi. Ditnan, why? Because what's halacha? Hashoyche b'shabbos u'v'yoyim ha'kippurim, if you shecht an animal in Shabbos yom kippur, avod b'shem mischayv b'nafshoy, even though you chayev misa, shchita sik sheira. Shchita is good shchita. So they're busy, they're busy with it. The why don't we say that the second you shechted your mumer le Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos, the Shechit is no good. So Gemara says that the first part of Shechit is like that, the second part, all busy with that. But basically Gemara asks the question that if you Shecht on Shabbos, it's a good Shechit. So why then do we say, Gana V'Tovach B'Shabbos, Ali Dei Acher? So we want to say the reason why I'm Potter Dal Vehe. Because even though I'm the one who's not doing it, and that person is doing it, and there's no Kam Levi Amine, so Rav Meir said no, but Rav Shimon says you potter. Why? Because even though that person is shechting it, but he's doing it on Shabbos. And doing it on Shabbos is forbidden to eat. And therefore, Shechita Shein Eruya. So Rav says, that's not Shechita Shein Eruya. Aveda Zorah, Shar Nisko, Isurei Ano. That's Shechita Shein Eruya. This is not Shechita Shein Eruya. After all, Shechita Seik Sheva. So Rav says, Amri, we say, Savalok Rav Yechna Sandler. We hold like the famous Machlekes. Shlomi, you remember the Machlekes? Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yochanan Sandler. What's the famous machlekes? The name. Hamavashel b'Shabbos, but very practical. If somebody cooks on Shabbos, you by mistake you did the issa of bishul b'Shabbos. You took your hot, you took your cold, your cold meatballs in sauce, and you went and you put it onto the fire on Shabbos, or you maybe even put it onto the hot plate, and we hold it by davalach. It's yesh bishul acha bishul. It was completely cooked. Said mevashel b'Shabbos. You went and you cooked on Shabbos. Oh, guess what? You invited to somebody to eat for Shabbos lunch, and they're bringing you out piping hot meatballs and spaghetti and sauce, meatball and sauce, Shabbos day. And you could have sworn that when you came into the kitchen to wash your hands, there was nothing on the blech. There was nothing on the hot plate. So how then? Didn't have a hidden thing. Maybe they had a warmer drawer. I don't know. It's also shaila. But where did they warm up this sauce on Shabbos? Oy, they did it on Shabbos, bevashel b'Shabbos. They went and cooked on Shabbos. We hold by davalach, yesh bishul acha bishul. So therefore, it's all considered bishul. So I'm bevashel b'Shabbos. What's halacha? Could you eat it or not? So the Tanakhama says b'shoygeg yechal b'mezid lo yechal. B'shoygeg, if it was done by mistake, then you're allowed to eat it even on Shabbos. B'mezid lo yechal, if it's done on purpose, you cannot eat it. V'uadin lacherim. In other words, you cannot eat it b'mezid. You cannot eat it on Shabbos. But Matzah Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it. Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Eimer b'shege yechal b'matzah Shabbos. B'mezid leichal alamis. If it's done b'mezid, then you cannot eat it. Ever. But other people could. Look at Rashi. B'mezid leichal hu alamis. Aval acherim oichlim. But other people could eat. By the way, who do we pass them like? Reb Yechon Sanna Eimer. Reb Yechon Sanna says, b'shege ochal matzah Shabbos. L'acherim v'loi loi. If it's shege, you can eat a matzah Shabbos. Others, but not you yourself. B'mezit lo yechal alamis. But b'mezit, you can never eat it.
Nobody
can ever eat it. Correct? So therefore, loy loy v'loy lacherim. So Gemara says, my tie, so therefore we say, since Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yochanan Sandler, and if it was done b'mezit, and presumably when a person shechted it on Shabbos, this Geneva, he did it b'mezit. See, if he did it b'mezit, what's halacha? Nobody's allowed to eat it. Never. Not Matzah Shabbos, not him, not anybody else. So Shechita Shein Eruya. You can't eat it. Shechita Shein Eruya. You put it from Dal Vehei because not considered Shechita. That's what the Gemara says. So Gemara says, by the way, my time with Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. What's the reason like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler? Kedosh Rabbi Yapisla de Benesia, Ushmatim Matzah Shabbos, Ki Kodesh Yilochem. Ma Kodesh as Bachila, Av Matzah Shabbos, Asurim Bachila. So it's considered also Bachila if it was done. B'mezit. So Gemara says, "My kodesh shabano, after my shabbos shabano, tamalei melachem shelachem yehi. Yochel afi b'shege, tamalei mechalem oishimot. B'mezit matachol v'lo b'shege heik." Bottom line, that b'mezit, it's all aser, not b'shege. What's your question? Who do we pass them like?
Yeah.
You're going pass them like a mei, everybody else pass like a yuda. Going to go, you can be more meikel. That's a separate discussion. Not for now.
Who said that the din of paying five by shechita is
shechita shein eruya? Shechita shein eruya.
Not by shechita.
No, only Shechita.
Okay.
Yeah, the Gemara said, Nocha Bonat. Shechita, Tovach Umocha. Tovach Umocha, that's what Gemara says. Wait, 1 second. Now let's just finish the Gemara, 1 second. Pligi bo Ravacha v'Ravina, Chad Omar, Maise Shabbos de Reise, V'chad Omar, Maise Shabbos de Rabbonon. But by the way, before we get to that, this Machloikis, Reb Shimon and Reb Meir, whether Shechita, because it's a chiddush, Reb Shimon says, that's Reb Shimon really, that says that even though it says v'tovach u'mochar, but if you made a shechita she'ein ruy l'achila, that's not called a shechita. That's Reb Shimon's shechita. Why you potter when it's gonna v'tovach b'Shabbos? So Gemara says because since he holds the v'shechta on Shabbos b'mezit, nobody's allowed to eat it. That's a shechita she'ein ruyah. And when the Torah says Mitzavach Umocha, it cannot be Shechita. It's not considered Shechita. Shechita Shein Rui is not considered Shechita. Where is this Machlekes? So if you turn to the next page, just to show you the Gemara learns it from a Pasuk. The Gemara says, Hashoy, the Gemara is talking about Kisui Hadam. So Halach is, the Mishnah says, that when you Shecht a Chaya, you have to make Kisui Hadam. So Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Hashoychet v'nimtzes trefa, v'hashoychet l'avoydes kovim, v'hashoychet chulin bifnim. Let's say you take chulim, and you shecht it in the azara, so all the thing, Reb Meir mechayev, v'chachamim poitrim. Reb Meir says, you chayev kisui adam, even though, shoychet v'nimtzes trefa, could you eat a trefa? No. Doesn't make a difference. Reb Meir says, you chayev kisui adam, chomim say you potter. Shoychet l'avoydes kovim, could you eat it? No. Shoychet chulin bifnim, could you eat it? No. All these things, Reb Meir says, do kisui adam. Reb Shimon says, don't do kisui adam. The Gemara says, what's the machlekes? The Gemara says, whether shechita she'eino ruya is called shechita. It's a shas sugya, by the way. According to Reb Meir, shechita she'eino ruya is called shechita because we learned, by the way, where do we know that from? The Gemara says, look on the lines. My time, the Reb Meir, bo'isev es benoi, Amar Reb Shuvan Levi, goma shechita shechita, mishchut echutz. Ma hosam shchita shein ruya shma shchita, af achanami shchita shein ruya shma shchita. Which means, the reason why Reb Meir says that even if you shecht it, and it's not edible, it's still called shchita, because we learn it from shchut echutz. It says shchut echutz, leis tishchat. What do you mean? It's not shchuta, shchut echutz means, you take a kachim, and you shecht it outside the azur, and that's a forbidden lav, a iser, of shchut echutz, so you see it's called shchita, even though it's not edible, because it's outside. And that's Reb Meir's shot. Reb Shimon says no, that I hold from Teva Tvayach Tevach V'Hochein, which is by Yosef, that the word Tvicha is to shecht it, and it has to be Hochein, it has to be ready to be eaten. So we see that Shechit is only something which is called something which is ready to be eaten. Imar says, why doesn't he learn from him? Why did he learn from him? Imar says, he learned Kachim from Kachim, and Chulim from Kachim, whatever the Pshat is. But basically, they learn from Pesukim. There's a Machlokes, the main Reb Shimon throughout Shas. And when the Torah says, do not shecht, and if you shecht, you get a lav, you get a ver, or you have to do kisui adam, is that talking about only a valid shechita, or even a not valid shechita? Reb Meir says, only talking about a valid shechita. Reb Meir says, even talking about a non-valid shechita. And Reb Shimon says, no, shechita she'ein ruya is not called shechita. Says, therefore, since our case is not a valid shechita, because shechet b'shabbos, kuit ha'vyech n'samle, is forbidden to be eaten at all times, so if it's forbidden to be at all times, it's not called a shechita, it's a shechita shein ruya. Hence, Reb Shimon says, that's the reason why. If you shecht on Shabbos, even if somebody else does it, you're going to be potter dalvei, because it's not considered a tvicha u'mechira. Any questions? Straightforward.
Why are cases not ruya shechita?
Because you can't eat it. But it's not shechita shein ruya. It's like nimtzes trefa. So you do it on Shabbos, forbidden. Now, one last piece. The Gemara says, the last two lines of the Gemara, back to the first page, sorry. Last two lines of the Gemara, says the Gemara, Pligi bo rav acha v'ravina, chad omar maise Shabbos de oireise, v'chad omar maise Shabbos de rabbanon. This iser, that you cannot eat something which was shechted on Shabbos, or mevash on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yechon HaSandler, is completely forbidden. Is that also midaraisa to eat? Or is it only also midarabonon to eat? So the machlikis, Rav Acha and Ravina. Manda midaraisa kinamon. The one that says it's also midaraisa, like we learned. Learns from a posik. Ushmata mr. Shabbos ki kodesh. The Shabbos is like kodesh. And therefore, just like kodesh is forbidden, this is also forbidden. We learn from posik. Manda midarabonon, omako, kodesh hu. Hu kodesh vein mas of kodesh. Which means, yeah, midaraisa, Shabbos is kodesh. But when you do something on Shabbos, you transgress the Shabbos, it doesn't become separated, that it's forbidden to be eaten, and there is only usher the rabbanon. So it's a machlekes, next point of the formula, that this halacha, that when you shech something on Shabbos, but made it forbidden to be eaten, and therefore it's a shechita shein ruya, is that only forbidden the raisa, or is it the rabbanon forbidden? So now the Gemara says, bishleim elamanda ma the raisa. If you hold that it's forbidden to be eaten, the raisa, therefore when you shecht on Shabbos, if nobody can eat it, mid the raisa, amotu lahochi pati rabbonon. That's why the chachamim forbade. That's why the chachamim made you potter from dalet vehei. Why, Shlomi? Because since midaraisa, it's not edible, so therefore it's lavsh, it's shchita shein ruya, real shchita shein ruya, and therefore you put it out there. That's not rutana chumacha. Ela leman nome derabonon. Bibi says it's only forbidden midarabonon, and therefore midaraisa, it is yet considered mutter to be eaten. It's a good shchita. Amai pati rabonon. So why did the chachamim in the braisa that says that when you shecht on Shabbos, chachamim say you're potter? Why you potter? That good if you hold that it's issa b'achila, completely forbidden midaraisa. Maybe the rabonim is midaraisa is permitted. Why the chachamim potter you from dal vei? So you must say nechanami ashayro. You must say the chanami that if it's only the rabbonon, then even though you cannot eat it, because mid rabbonon is forbidden to be eaten, but you cannot say it's not considered a good shchita. Mid raisa it is considered a good shchita, and therefore you would be chayev dalet vehe. Is that clear what the Gemara says? Very simple Gemara, straightforward. Now, this concept that if something is only osur midir rabbonon, but midiraisa it's mutter, it's not going to affect it's the shchita, and it's considered the Indian dalet vehei. It's considered a good shchita, right? That's what comes out of the Gemara. It's not just this Gemara. The next Gemara also says the Gemara talks about let's go straight to the Gemara because I don't want to get involved in the, you know, we can learn this whole Gemara if you don't mind, but I don't want to mix anybody up, but. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara is a separate question. The Gemara says that when you shecht chulin ba'azara, when you take chulin and you shecht it inside the azara, so shechet chulin ba'azara, the Gemara says that if you steal something and then you take this behemoth and you shecht it in front of everybody in the Beis HaMikdash, in the azara, so the Gemara says you chayv to pay dalet vehei. So the Gemara wants to prove from there, the Gemara says, that if you hold shchitas chulin ba'azara is aser only, Tosha says, if it's only aser midirabonon, then it makes sense that you chayev dal vehei. But if shechting chulin ba'azara is aser midiraisa to eat, not clear, shchitas chulin ba'azara, if it's aser midiraisa to eat, only aser midirabonon. So Tosha says, if you hold it's awesome with the rice because of a different Gemara. But basically, if you hold it's awesome with the rice to eat, then it's shchita shein ruya, it's not going to help you. But if you only hold it's awesome with the rabbonah to eat, then we'll say it's shchita ruya and you'll be chayv dal vehei. That's what Tosha says. Okay, so we see the concept is correct, which basically means that something which is only awesome mid the rabbonah to eat, but mid the rice it's permitted to be eaten, then that's considered a good shchita, shchita ruya, and then you'll be chayev dal vehei. That's clear. The Rambam says it himself in number the third page. Hashoychet v'nisnablo biyadoi. If you shecht the animal v'nisnablo biyadoi and it became an avela, or hanoichel, or you shoot it, hamayinoichel, you rip out the thing, the esophagus, hamaaker, you don't make a real shchita. Misham tashlumei kefal bavad. You only pay kefal. Why? Because no tzvicha. You can't eat it. Right? You put it out of hay. Aval m'shochet lefuah leklovim, oishin nimtzes trefa, or it became trefa afterwards. It turns out it was trefa. Since you made a good shchita, oishin shochet ba'azara, misham tashlum abo v'chamisha. So the Rambam says, af api shechulin shenishchetu ba'azara, atzurin v'ano, even though with shechtin na'azara, it's forbidden to be eaten, forbidden to have ano, Hoyel visuron midivreyem, since it's only usher to be eaten midirabonon, but midiraisa you're allowed to eat it, so areze chayv l'sham tashlum abo v'chamisha. Same concept, that if midiraisa is considered a good shchita, so even though midirabonon is not a good shchita, but chayv. So basically we have from our Gemara, and we proved it from the Shabbos concept, that the only time you put a dalet vehei is if it's not a shchita ruya de araisa. But if it's a shchita ruya de araisa, but mid rabbanon it's not, then you'll be chayv dal vehei, because mid araisa you did over here tzvicha mechira. Straightforward, comes out of an agamara. By the way, the Mishnah Lamelach takes it a step further, quite fascinating. He talks like this. The Mishnah Lamelach talks in Hilchos Tumah V'Taira, it's like this. if you eat truma tmeya, so what's halacha? Truma tmeya, was it karis, chayv misa, karis, Rabbi, right? You eat truma tmeya, right, chayv karis. How about if you're tome anyway, and you eat truma tmeya? Right? You're tome anyway. So the Gemara learns, and I'm remembering the Mishmael brings it down, the tome she'ochal truma tmeya, if you're tome that eats truma tmeya, even though it's forbidden, ain't a leker. Don't get malchus. Definitely don't get curse. You don't get malchus. Straight back in the Sofim, Matik law, we learn from Pasim, Yitziv, Umei Suvoi, Kiyechaleluhu. If you defile the truma, that's, you're gonna die. You eat tar, and you follow the truma, you tome truma, you chayed misa. Prat lezu, shemechulelas vaymedes. But this person is already mechulelas. Maybe it's the opposite. A tome eats truma tahira, he's chayed misa. But a tome eats truma tmeya, he's not chayed misa. Right? Says the Mishnah Melech, v'yesh list topic. I have a question. B'misha ochal truma tmeya midderabonon. Here? Somebody eats, shlemi, a tahar eats truma tmeya midderabonon. Midderaisa, what is the halacha? Is it truma tmeya, truma tahira?
Tahara.
You say, okay. But just opposite, sorry. He's a Tomei that eats Truma Tmeya Midrabanon. He's a Tomei that eats Truma Tmeya Midrabanon. So, Midaraisa, what's Aloha? Chayv Misa. But Midrabanon, nothing. So, but do we say that included in the Pasuk, who makes it by, in other words, right now, Midrabanon, he's Mechulelas Vaymed. So he's mechulel as voimed. Maybe he's potter from misa or not. That's the question. V'yesh listapek. The misha ochal truma tmeya midrabanon ichay misa. Ichay misa b'yesh shemayim.
No, it's truma tmeya midrabanon.
Yeah.
That means midaraisa. It's truma tar.
Truma tar. So he's chay misa.
So he's chay misa.
Yeah.
Now how can the rabbanon get him off?
Why? Because the rabbanon say this is truma tmeya.
Not according to the raisa.
I understand.
So they can make it tmeya, that's chumra, but letting him
okay. So he says, wait. Mi amrina, do we say kiven the truma zu tahira min atayra shapek rina be umesu voiki chalalua? Since midaraisa it's good truma, so therefore he defiled it. He's a tamei chay misa. I dima afshe tumotsa midrabanon. Right now he's a tamei. So he says, Shuv Risil Rabbeinu Perek Beis Milchus Gnei V'Din Ches, Shekosav, Hashoichet, Afa B'li Shechulin Shnishchul Bazora, Asurim Bano, Hoyo V'Isurim Midivreim, Harei Zechayim Shalom Tashnu Midal Vehei, Harei, we see from over there, from the case, that if something is only Osir, it's considered only Drabonon, but Midaraisa, it's called a Shechita Vuyo, then Yechayim Didaraisa. Hareishim hoy yisurei minatav minatayra hoyem pato mishum delay vekirinebe utvachay va'achshav shiyisurei midrabanan leim matina leim ikod utvachay. In other words, midaraisa it's a good shechita. You're right, midrabanan you didn't do anything, but we still follow the daraisa. Even though right now, technically speaking, it's nothing because you can't eat it. Doesn't make a difference. Midaraisa it's a good shechita, so therefore you chayv galvei. Mikan yesh lelmoit. The mishach al truma tmei midrabanan, the chayv kares, v'lamitul mikrod chelu, the chiv shein tumotze ki midrabanan. Again, which means that even though there's the rabbanon things going on, and according to the rabbanon, you'd maybe be potter from dal vehei, or midrabanan, you'd be potter from misa b'nei shemayim, but midaraisa, you chayv dal vehei, midaraisa, you chayv misa b'nei shemayim, then just because midrabanan you're potter, doesn't patter you from this, and therefore you would be chayev maybe the raisa dal vehei, and you'd be chayev on the truma tmeya just as much. In other words, even though you're in the status of the rabbanon, nevertheless we look at the thing as if it would be a deraisa. Very simple.
But isn't his kasha saying we do it that way for dal vehei, but we don't seem to do it that way?
No. I don't think he has a question. He's not sure, and he brings it right from there. That in other words, there is a realm. Even though we live in the Rabbanon world, but nevertheless, when it comes to Misa, when it comes to Dal Vehei, you live in the Raisa, and that thing, it's a chiddush somewhat, but that's But that's what he learns from our Gemara, by the way. That's how Gemara says that. Our Gemara says that over here, if you hold, it's only midrabanan that you put the dal vehei. Midrabanan, it's not bluya, but midrash it is. Why you put the dal vehei? Gemara says, "Chami, not put the dal vehei." What do you mean, midrabanan? Right now, I cannot eat this meat. Doesn't make a difference. It's still a good shechita. That's what comes out from our Gemara. Where? Baba Kama Daf Ayin Aleph on base. Oh. Comes along the shechita mukubetzes, and he has the kasha. That wait a second. Vein l'hakshay snabi. By the way, this Gemara we find in Ksuvus also. Ksuvus lamadal, exact same Gemara. Vein l'hakshay snabi. Dafilu tema. Maisa shabbos de rabbonon. Even if you say that it's only asim de rabbonon. Mikem v'koy maria suvin v'achila lo ilam l'red yechanon v'atayra amod ebrine shchita ruy l'achila. He asked the kasha, why is that true? At the end of the day, right, the tvicha says, the talachu macha means, you have to shecht it in order to be able to eat it. Right now, could you eat it? Who cares it's only asa midrabanan that it was shechted on Shabbos? Right now, you cannot eat it. So right now you cannot eat it, you did not make a tvicha. Who cares? Midaraisa to good tvicha. So what? At the end of the day, you're living in a drabonan world, it's forbidden to be eaten, so why does the Gemara say that it was done on Shabbos, and it's only drabonan? You be chayv dalvei, why chayv dalvei? At the end of the day, it's not a good tvicha. That's the kasha. Keep your quit, that's the kasha. What?
How far does the question go? Let's say there's something wrong with it that doesn't render it treifa. I don't know, diseased or something.
So no, but you cannot, like, you choose not to eat it. You choose not to eat it. But if you cannot eat it, ain't a chanami. If it's asim with the rabbanon to eat, let's just go as far as the Rishayim go. Asim the rabbanon, as far as the Gemara goes. If it's asim rabbanon, at the end of the day, doesn't make a difference. I'll ask you more than that. Now look, it's like this. Hamekadesh bisure hana. Correct? Eidim Kudeshes. How about Hamekadesh bisure hana mit the rabbanon? Is it Mekudeshes or not? Nobody says that. Nobody says the Midrashis needs a get. Why? Because you're living in a world of the Rabbanon. So what kind of svar is that? That the Shechita is Midrashis called the Shechita and Midrabon is not? The Yam Shalem has the Kasha over there in number 5a in the Tzachim. The Tzachim. Maich no da mekadesh b'isurah no the Rabbanon. The Eino Mekudeshes umafkiyon isra eishes ish. Mishum du laivim amon im kenochanami neima da b'shechita sheinu ruyo. At the end of the day, who cares? It's only the Rabbanon that you can eat because of Maisa Shabbos. Why is the difference? Then the Kaddish Yisra means to the Hanad Rabbanon.
It's not even Shabbat Futa then.
What?
It is their Raisin. The Rabbanon makes it worthless.
Because Hefka Bez Hefka?
No, it's just not...
Is Hefka Bez Hefka?
There's no value.
What do you mean? Mid Raisa, it is though. Mid Raisa, it's considered a thing. She's Aishas Ish.
But you use value.
Excuse me. The Mishnah Melech says that even though, Mid Rabbanon is Tome anyway, we don't care. We're chayev misa b'dei shemayim because midaraisa is considered Torah. Over here also, midaraisa, this woman is an eishes ish. Correct? So what's the difference?
It's not true. What's that? If something is not valuable, when we look at value, we look at the marketplace for value. It's not, the rest doesn't dictate the value of something. We look around.
Maybe give a svara. You give a svara that by kedushin depends on her smichus das. And she says, no smidu das when it's not Shabbat Puta, because also midrabon b'hano. So no smidu das, there's no kiddushin. I hear that. But doesn't answer the Shita Mekubetzes question.
I said in Chumrah and Kula. Oh. The Rabbanon are making a Chumrah by saying you can't eat it.
But they're not going to make a Chumrah.
As far as the guy is concerned.
On the Dal Rehe, they're not going to make a Chumrah.
It's a Kula.
Correct. So that answer, beautiful. That answer is given by the Shita Mekubetzes. A Rishon, exactly like you. Look at number 5. Says the five Deshitim Kuvet, says same question, right? We saw the question. So again, Kedusha might not be so shver because it's Surah No, Zaksirik Hano for her, I understand. But his Kasha is, theoretically, in other words, Ve'im Ha'akshas, Ne'am Nami, Da'afilu Teim, Ma'isa Shabbos Rabbonon, Mikom Mekon Arei Asurim Bachilu Lo Ilum Rebi Yechanon. At the end of the day, even with Rabbonon, it's also you cannot eat it, Ba'atei Ramo Debina Shchita Ruhi Lachila, Uvechol Gavne Da'asur Bachila, Einu Ruhi Yemikri, V'chim Shekein, Ma'i Boi, Ma'i Tamai Rabbonon. V'yesh Lema, V'loi Gazi Rabbonon Elo Lahachmir, V'loi Lahokel Mitrei Mishum Kinas Dal Rei. Which means, it's a Chachamim who said, it's not considered Achila, right? So Chumim only did it for the Shabbos, the Chumrah of Shabbos. When they have the power, especially this, but not for the Dal Vehei. So therefore, that's the pshat, that's where the Shittim Kvetzes gives that teretz. Very understandable. Only the Chumah did it. What?
Mar said, only according to the person that holds that teretz, it's not like it's there.
Correct, correct.
No, but now you can say, you.
That's exactly his point. Since it's only for Dal Vehei, Chachamim did not make that kula. Exactly. Did not make the kula for Dal Vehei. That's exactly what the Shittim Kvetzes answers, yeah.
And the second case also, same thing.
They didn't pater him from Misa V'Yeshamayim.
Right.
Perhaps. Right. Didn't pater him from Misa V'Yeshamayim. And I, what about the Eishes Ish? And what about the Eishes Ish?
They made a Chumra, they made a Tomei, but they didn't make a Kula to pater.
Correct. From Misa V'Yeshamayim. What about the Eishes Ish? There's no answer on that one.
That's not
so answer. You have to come with the other answer, not like that. Right. So, B'chon of Asman gives a different Yisoyit. B'chon of Asman and Reb David, Pravatsky, and many of the later Chronim give a much simple Teretz. They say like this. They say, B'chon of Asma says, that when the Torah says that you have to do a shechita, right, gonav v'tovach, so you don't need befoyal to be able to eat it. You have to do a shechita. And as long as it has a shem shechita, then you do the shechita. As long as it's, in other words, it doesn't have to be that you have to be able to eat it befoyal. As long as you made a shechita, which is able, even though it's not able to be eaten.
Well,
not able to be eaten.
But it's a
kosher shechita. It is.
If I didn't do the shechita, if I didn't put it in the right place.
Correct. That's not a shechita. Here it is a kosher shechita.
No,
Midrabonon. Yeah. So midrabonon, it's forbidden to be eaten. But a shechita it is. The fabak doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you have to be able to eat it. It says v'tzaricha. So therefore, as long as you made a fine shechita, so even though you cannot eat it, right? That's a chiddush. Even though you cannot eat it, but a shechita it is. So therefore, you put it al day. You are midrabanan, you'd be chayv al day, because a shechita it is. Even though midrabanan, you cannot eat it, but midrabanan, not eating it, in other words, midraisa, when you cannot eat something, it's not a good shechita. Right? Every time you cannot eat it, the animal's trafe, you made a bad shechita, so it's lacking in the shechita. But the Torah doesn't care whether you can eat it or not. The Torah just wants it to be a kosher shechita. So midaraisa, this is a kosher shechita. Midrabanan, you cannot eat it.
You can say it's a knas from the rabbanan.
Whatever you want to say, but what I'm saying is that generally speaking, we don't separate the two.
Sure,
because generally speaking, what the reason why you cannot eat it is makes it a not kosher shechita.
The other way
right?
Around.
Every time I make a shechita and I cut one, I rip the animal, instead of shechita, I make a hadrasa. I go like this, correct? So the reason, now the fact that I cannot eat it, tells me it's not a good shechita. This case, I cannot eat it, but a good shechita it is. So therefore, it fulfills the Torah's dictum of Tzvichim.
What about the classic case of the Raisa, the Sharnisko?
Sharnisko is not the Bano. It's nothing.
The Raisa, right?
No, it's not a good shechita. It's not a shechita which is matter.
How do you fit it in here?
Not a shechita which is matter. It's nothing.
Not.
Can't eat it. Also to be eaten. Not a, even you make a hundred people, it's not a good shechita.
It is dictating that it's not a good
shechita. Yeah, but over here, it's only also with Rabban. Okay, let's see it inside. That question, why it's a little bit more harder. But this is it. That's not what I'm saying. This is B'chon of Asman. Maybe we'll get a little clear through the shir, but let's just see what he says over here. He says, Mishmochi gabi sofik b'shechita dimemes ha-shechitik sheiro. Number 6. Hare yitiro es ha-bosa. When you marry one of two sisters, the Gemara says it's kedushin, which is ena ruya lebia. Why? Because you marry one of two sisters. You don't know which or which one, so each one is asr, misafik, you can't live with that person. Because you might be, might be the sister, right? It might be, achosishtoi. So, lechoy kol achas muter midaraisa, bishum ches kaseta, kumar bishne shvilin, bein asur ele midrabona, mikom kum la bekedushin, bishum neim isur in the beer. Ay, vahodim avur big morik, avashechim bishabas, delamando mamaisa shabas rabonon, havishchita ruyo. What's the reason? Ay, the maisa, you cannot eat it. Kvan is bayer. The legabe shechita loy beinon roui befoyel. You don't have to actually be able to eat it. The chivin emuter mederaitse have shechita roya. Mashalte, again, now is Hiksha. Maishami Mekadish Bisura, no Drabonon, and Mukadesh Midraise, Vokanami, Lavish Chita Sheinu Huyo. The Mashal is the question. You marry a woman, and with your Asira, no Drabonon, and you can't have enough from the money, should we say it's not, even though Midraise is considered good Kedushin, but Midrabonon, you can't have enough. Nothing. She said, why is it not Shchita Sheinu Huyo? Why do we say Shchita Sheinu Huyo Midrabonon, but Midraise is considered Shchiti? Chazal, hey, what's the difference? So he says, L'chayre in Zekusha. The linear kedushin binum kesef shetucha lehanis menu. B'chim yotz mirabban eroi lehanis befoil. Aval in yeshchita, ein tzoch sheeroi lachila befoil, kein nirali. As long as it's a shem shchita, don't have to actually have to have it roi lachila. Maybe Rav David explains a little bit better. Let's see number 7. V'ine mashal kan hikshar gamkein. The maishno, ma mekadesh bisura no drabonum. Dei de mekadeshes, you mekadesh bisura no drabonum. So we say it's not mekadeshes, why not? Because at the end of the day, you can't have benefit from it, and even on Midoraita, it's considered a good kesef. And it's a Kenyan kesef Midoraita. It's not good, because it's not considered a good solution, because the Rabbani can't do anything with it. Umafkin is HSH, Mishum Dulay have a mamoin, im Kain, Hochename Neymar, Davishkita Shein Ruya, Kivinakapon mit Rabbanon, Ein Ruya, Ein Shom. His question is, that just like we say by Hano, Asim mit Rabbanon, it's not considered mamoin, even on Midoraita, it's good money, but mit Rabbanon, it's not considered money, because it's Isura No. So to over here also. By Shchita, which is Shchita, Sheina, Ruya, Midrabona, Yishech, and Shabbos, at the end of the day, it is good. So why do we say that here doesn't work, if after all, Midrabona is not considered good Shchita? Where M is the Efshah Pashut, the Elin Shchita, Ruya, Loi Tali, Ibe Poyel, Haveze Ruya, Raki Haveze Din Shchita, Lachin Shabbat, Kivin Menatere, Haveze Shchita, Lachin Chayef. Mashenkem kach ishe de bina mom midido im kein kivet akoponim da bona suo lave mom midi vachin mukudesh afilu visur na da bonon vein in rocha klal. Same svar. He said it doesn't say anywhere you have to be able to eat it, so it's a bin shchita. So generally, when you can't eat it, it's because there's no the meat, there's no good shchita. But over here, once it's a good shchita, even though you cannot eat it, it's going to be okay. That's one teretz that's given. Do you understand teretz? Good. Comes along a Chaim Briske. Chaim Briske has another teretz. Now, I think he actually agrees to this teretz also, because the Rambam says he can't really argue with this. But he has another question. He says that why, his question is like this. Why by Shabbos, why is it that when it comes to Shabbos, we say that if something is osu b'achila on Shabbos, then it's considered a shchita she'eino ruya. It's considered a shchita ruya. But when it comes to kisui hadam, so we say if it's unedible, only midrabonon, because the Rambam paskins if you shech chulin ba'azara, it's only also the rabbonon. Nevertheless, the Rambam says you don't do kisui hadam. Why? It's only also midrabonon. It's not also midaraisa. So it's not also midaraisa. Midaraisa is considered good shchita. Still, you don't do kisui hadam. See, if you don't do kisui hadam over there, so why then do we say the Vishek on Shabbos, you chayv dalvei because it's a good shchita? What's the difference? That's his question. So the answer he gives is like this. Listen to his yisoid. He says, because when the Torah says that gona v'tovach, you chayv dalvei, right, is if you did a shchita, right, which is matir the cheftza of the animal, right? That means tviche mechir, correct? So if you did a shchita that's matir the actual animal, the cheftza, then it's considered a tviche. If, however, it remains an isur cheftza, there's no heter on the animal to be eaten, the chetzer remains usher, that's not considered the shchita. Says Reb Chaim that when it comes to shechting the animal ba'azara, correct? Even though midraisa, it's considered a good shchita. But midrabonon, it's not a good shchita. Midrabonon, the chetzer of the animal remains usher midrabonon. But the chetz of the animal remains aser. However, when it comes to Shabbos, Rav Yechon Sandler, the chetz is kosher. The gavra cannot eat on Shabbos. The iser to eat something which was eaten on Shabbos It's not an Isser Chefzer. It's an Isser on the Gavra.
And it applies to everyone. It's on everyone.
And everybody's Gavra. But it's not Isser Chefzer. In other words, by Shchut Shchut Shchita in the Azara, you're right, it's only the Rabbanon. But mit Rabbanon, they said, ah, this Isser Chefzer. This behemoth is not Shachut. This behemoth is not permitted to be eaten. It's an Isser on the Chefzer of the animal mit Rabbanon. Mit Rabbanon is okay, but mit Rabbanon is no good. Ah. It's an Issa Chepse. Issa Chepse, that's not considered Shechita Shenehuya. That's the Shechita Shenehuya, that's not considered Shechita. Masha'in came by Shabbos, when Chazal asked it, they never made it into an Issa Chepse. All they said was, the Midaraisa, it's a good Shechita. You as a person cannot eat it. So the whole Issa Rabbanon is only an Issa on the person, not on the Chepse of this animal, that it cannot be eaten. And therefore, it's considered a tviche dalavei. Joe, you hear this, Mara?
Yeah, I said it before a little differently.
Okay.
It's a knas.
What's the nafkamina between both the pshatim? Between a b'chana vassaman? What's the chilit nafkamina b'chana vassaman and a b'chaim briska? And I'll tell you a big nafkamina, and I'll tell you why it's not like a b'chaim. Let's first see b'chaim inside, and I'll tell you nafkamina. Nafkamina halacha. Big nafkamina halacha. Look at number 9. Let's look inside. The Hodim Abur, the Issa the Rabbonon, Eina Moilash Vuyashchita Sheina Vuyo, that we said, that even though it's an Issa the Rabbonon, it's still considered Shchita Vuyo by what? By the Dalad Vehei, Hainu Dafka Vemaisa Shabbos. The Shiny Maisa Shabbos, the Lekashum Isura da Chepsa. The food that you shechted on Shabbos and you cooked on Shabbos does not become an Isser Chepsa. V'ikar yisura yurak sheloy lehanais memaisa shabbos umemelu manu machilosei the gavra he cannot use it ach leinu shchita she'enu ruya, but to make something into a shchita she'enu ruya that you're potted out the hay bein and dafke iser achila dehachetze v'ze ein shaych leimal memaisa shabbos rach yisura leimal shabbos de reise v'loy me shaych rabbonon yo my shabbos de reise then yes memaisa shabbos rabbonon I don't know why that's true. Not clear about that. But Maitre Shabbos Rabbonon, clearly it's not the Issa Chepsis on a person. Aval Issuei Hano, but by Issa Hano, by the woman who wants to get married. Iyem Mekadashu with Issu Hano de Rabbonon. See, right, it's only Issa Hano de Rabbonon. And Midaraisa, it's considered good money. But Midarabbonon, it's Issa Hano, it's Issa Chepsis, there's nothing, you didn't give her anything. Aval Issadika Chaloshe and Issa Lechepsis, Gam Issa de Rabbonon Moye Lashwe Din Shchita Shein Ruyo. That's the Chiddush of Chaim, beautiful pshat. Now, look at number 9a. V'tir Tzarach explains it again. The shining Maisa Shabbos Mechulin Shnischitu Vazora. The Maisa Shabbos Eino Issa Chetzer. V'lachin Shabbos Shchita V'shchit Ruyo. Mashikin Mechulin Shnischitu Vazora. O by Issuri Anod Rabbonon Hotzom Neesor Havotzor V'Issa Chetzer V'lachin Shabbos Nafzor V'shchita Shein Ruyo. Classic Gavra Chetzer. But not an easy Gavra Chefse, right? It's a complicated Gavra Chefse, deep Gavra Chefse, which means that where the Chachamim forbade it, depends where. By Shechit Chulin Bazova, they said, this is not an animal that shechted. They asked the Chefse. Mashek and Shabbos, the person, he cannot eat it, it's a Gavra, and therefore, the Shechit is still considered Shechit Ruya. What do you think the Nafka means?
If you sell it.
What?
If you sell it to a guy.
Sell to a guy? What if you have Osano? To Musa Bano? No, that's a separate possible. We learn from a separate possible. No, close, but no, that's not shot. 1 second. Now, we have two ways of learning the teretz, right, between the Chaim and the B'chon of Asaman. The chilik between why by Shabbos we consider nevertheless Shechita Ruyo, and by other things not. Either pshat is because it's not an Issa Chepse, just an Issa Gavra, or pshat is it is an Issa Chepse, but this is still a shame Shechita. Right? That's what B'chon of Asman learns. These two pshatim, I saw one line in, I didn't know what was a B'chon of Asman of Chaim. Till I learned further and I went through the sugi and I said, oh my goodness, this is a B'chon of Asman, this is a B'chaim. Number 10, he says, V'yesh lachkor, again, number 10, green thing more, Muche mikan, de maite shabbos neser zrak bedrabonon, hashchita hashchita ruya. V'yesh lachkor, imatam mishum, she'isa chule midrabonon, eina mafkiya Hashem shchita. Whose prat is that? Oy mishum, the gam mit rabbonon ein habos on nesa bachile bechetzer, and as also the gavel echo, they learn it meister shabbos. Whose prat is that? Chaim Briska. What's the nafkamina between them? Two big nafkaminas. One nafkamina is halacha lemeister. Two questions. Number one, how about if I did a mechira, not a tvicha, a mechira with a kinyan which only helps the rabbanon, and not a kinyan deraisa, which means I did a mechira, right? I did a mechira mid rabbanon. I made a kinyan. I gave the money. No, just opposite. A kinyan which only helps the deraisa but doesn't help the rabbanon, which means I did a kinyan. I did a kinyan with kesef. That midaraisa it works. I sold it with kinyan kesef, but I did not do a meshicha. So midrabanon is not a kinyan. Is that going to be chayav dalvei, or is it not going to be chayav dalvei? You understand why that's not kmina, or you don't?
Yeah, there's no inyan with kesef.
If the pshat is that it's not going to, if you hold the what? If you hold that the reason why Shabbos is different because it's a din on the Gavra, but if it would be on the Chetzer, then it would never work. This is on the Chetzer, correct? So this is an Issa on the Chetzer, because Chazal said it's not a Kinyan. So it should not work. But if you hold that it's not going to get rid of the Deraisa Kinyan, it doesn't get rid of the Deraisa Kinyan. The Shittim Kubetza says if you make such a Mechira, then we say Yechayv Dalvehei. So clearly we see not like Yechayv. That's one Nafkamina. Let's go now to the easier Nafkamina. That's Halacha L'maiser. The Mishnah Berurah says, how about if you shechted on Shabbos? Or you cooked on Shabbos? Bemezit. Correct? Mm-hmm. Could you eat the food?
No.
No. Do you have to kasher the pot? What would it depend on?
Is it the chetzer?
Depend on the b'chaim and the b'chonavassim. If you hold that the reason why over here it's different is because even though it's an Issa Chefza, like Ibn Chonavasana says, just what? Just midaraisa, it's still considered a good shchita, and therefore Yechayev. So if it's an Issa Chefza, you have to kash the pot. But if you hold like Ibn Chaim Briske, that says that even a Chachamim Asherz, they only made it on the person, but it's clearly not an Issa Chefza, because if it be an Issa Chefza, it's not considered a good shchita. So Mavasha v'Shabbos, you wouldn't have to kash the pot. What does the Mishnah Berurah paskin? Not like Ibn Chaim. Kosev Magen Avraham b'shem Rashba, the gamat deira shebishavu b'shabbos asur lo levasho bnei shiblu v'dover yisaloi. That is considered it's a chetzer. What does that mean? In fact, if you kasher the pot, clearly you see that the iser is on the chetzer, even over here. Just why is it considered not considered a good shchita? And why midaraisa? Because at the end of the day, it's still a good shchita midaraisa. Even though you cannot eat it, but midaraisa good shchita. Clear, like a Chacham Vatman. Even though in the Chaim Brisker, the Shabbos is different. Because when the Chacham made the Issa, they didn't give an Issa Chepsa. It was just on the person, but the Chepsa is still a good shchita. It's not an Issa Chepsa. So when I cook something on Shabbos, okay, I cannot eat it. Like you said, it's only a knas. That's what you meant. But not more than that. So then there's no Issa on the Chepsa, so why not the Kasha the Pot? From the fact that I have to Kasha the Pot, we see that it's an Issa Chepsa like Ibn Chonav Atman, and not like Ibn Chaim Briske. Atkan. See, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, is how you learn our Gemara in Bava Kamma, Ein Aleph and Beis, that when the Gemara says, that when you have an Issa de Rabbanon, right? When you have an Issa de Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon is forbidden to be eaten, nevertheless, you chayv dal vei. What's the reason? Two ways to learn. You chayv dal vehei because even though midrabanan you cannot eat it, midrabanan is still considered shem shchita, because eating has nothing to do with the shem shchita, and it's still a shem shchita even though you cannot eat it, and it's also it's a piece of treif, and I cannot eat it because it was done on Shabbos. Nevertheless, midrabanan is still a shchita, yeah, I can have. Is that the pshat? Or no? The pshat is that even though the chachamim forbade it, but they only forbade on the person. They never said this is a treif for a piece of meat. They never made the iser chetzer. If they make the iser chetzer, midaraisa is still a kosher chetzer, and that's the reason why it's considered shchita. The two ways of learning, that's what Chaim explains, nishchat chulin ba'azara, because nishchat chulin ba'azara, when the chachamim forbade it, they said it's an issa chetzer, as opposed to Shabbos, where it's only issa gavra. If it's only issa gavra, that means I cannot eat it. Personally, I'm not allowed to eat it. But it doesn't mean that the kelim is straight. It doesn't mean that I cannot eat it. Where do we see from there that the kelim is straight? And that's an afkamina over here between both of
us. Anything that was cooked or baked on Shabbos, you can't eat, right?
Correct.
So how does anyone go to Dunkin' Donuts after Shabbos?
It was done by a guy.
Yeah.